I stayed up way too late last night finishing Entitled by Andrew Lowney. It's all about the Yorks. Those last 100 pages had me writing in the notes section, WTF, so many times. Before I tell you why I think it's a worthwhile read, I want to address something. When I first mentioned that I was reading this book on Twitter, I received numerous comments about how I could read such a book because it lies about Harry and Meghan. The claims people have made is that Andrew Lowney writes that the Duke of Sussex and his uncle get into an altercation over Meghan in 2013. Obviously, Harry doesn't meet Meghan in 2013, but that would be an incorrect timeline. Except that's not what he writes. He writes that they did get into an altercation in 2013, and later, Andrew has some words to say about Meghan. He doesn't claim that Andrew's talking about Meghan in 2013. That's not what he writes at all. Here's the thing. No book is Bible. No single piece of work is the end all be all. There are things that should be taken with a grain of salt, and there are even things in this book that I disagree with. But the idea of not reading a book about the Duke of York, who needs so much more scrutiny and reporting around, and his family's attempts to protect him and interfere with the government to do so. Like, that's important. You just can't get over deciding not to read a book at all because you heard online that writer lied about when Meghan met Harry or when a fight happened over Meghan between Harry and Andrew. Because here's the thing. In this book, Andrew barely talks about Meghan and Harry. One of the times that he does bring up Meghan Markle is over the bullying allegations and why he thinks a report has never been released. It's because, and I've suspected this for a long time as well, he knew that worse allegations, particularly in regards to behavior by Prince Andrew to his staff, could come out. I'm not gonna lie, at first, I didn't think I was gonna touch this book. I tend to be a little wary of royal books, but what impressed me about this one is in the intro, he lays out exactly who he spoke to, who he tried to speak to, and it goes on for pages and pages and pages. This man and his publisher knows, and they tell us that the Yorks do not want this book out. The British royal family does not want this book out. They know that they have to be incredibly careful, not to mention that libel laws are different in the UK. The burden of proof in this case would be on Andrew Lowney and his publisher to prove that something that was written was true. So if you're writing something and you're not using "it seemed" or "it appeared," I'm like, yeah, you better have a good compilation of notes. While this book gets into Fergie and even raises some questions for me about Princesses Eugenie and Beatrice, what most interested me about this book was understanding more about Andrew's time as special envoy for UK trade, which is something journalists cannot get access to. Despite the fact that that was a taxpayer paid position and a government role, FOIA requests are denied into any of that information. There are some legitimate questions about how much work Andrew was doing on behalf of the UK government and to promote trade, how much was to promote his own interests. It also dives into the sale of the Sunny Hill home, which has never made sense because that was sold for £3 million over ask to a company located in the BVIs. And 3 years later, it came out that it was purchased by the son-in-law of the president of Kazakhstan, I believe. The house was on the market for 5 years. There was no other offers. There was no reason to do this above ask unless there was something else going on, unless this was a sweetener for something else, which the British royal family denies. It's like, it's all above board. But like, come on. It also goes into the Royal Lodge and how Andrew might have procured the money, which as the book lays out, there is absolutely zero reason. Buckingham Palace, he says it's from a legitimate source of money. Lowney lays out some of the ways that Andrew might have come by that money. Business people he works with along the way. And to me, it raises questions of, are we just doing with the Royal Lodge what Andrew did with Sunny Hill? Does he owe things to other people now? So many other threads that I want to pull from this book and dig into. I know there's a lot of focus on Kate and Will in their house, but I think that Prince Andrew, his business dealings, his time in government is one of the most important stories to dig into, to figure out what happened, and to create more transparency with the royal family moving forward. Because with all the Middle Eastern dealings with Prince Andrew, made me wonder about those two yacht trips by William and Kate and Queen Camilla, both on yachts by millionaire, billionaire men, either work in government, have ties to government, helped broker the UK Saudi Arabia arms deal. Anyway, I'm gonna have so much more. I already have questions out to Andrew that I hope he will answer. If he does, I will probably have that interview over on my Substack. The link is in my bio or meredithconstant.substack.com. It's free to sign up and we have fun over there. Stay tuned for more.